The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
It's time to go to the United States to Marion McKeown and Cal Thomas. And Marion, as your resident in California, I'm going to start with you and just tell us, how bad has the situation become with the forest fires?
It's really bad, Matt, and it's not just California now. And I discovered this to my cost yesterday. I was in the Northwest doing a report related to the election, and I was in the airport in Spokane, and all of the flights were grounded there because visibility was so bad that the planes couldn't take off, but also the jet fuel got contaminated in the airport, so none of the planes in the airport at all could be filled. So, I mean, it's and in the middle of all this, there's this thick, brown, soupy air that is just filthy. And it's not just, as I said, California and Washington and Oregon. It's spread over to Idaho, to Montana, right across, heading eastward. And in the town of Spokane, they closed all the shops. People were told not to go out in the streets. They opened an emergency clean air place for homeless people and people to just get people off the streets because the air is so toxic and so hazardous. And meanwhile, in California, forests are still blazing and fires are still blazing, 3.2 million acres. And again, Matt, and I think I mentioned this last week, the dry season hasn't even begun yet. The Santa Ana winds, which usually cause all the havoc, start in October. So, I mean, the situation really is dire, and the cost of this, not just in terms of human life, which has been relatively low, thank God, but California is the agricultural basket of America. It's the world's fifth biggest economy, and the damage to its food production, its vineyards, it's, you know, you might laugh, but cannabis growth is a huge industry here as well, legal cannabis growth, to the growth areas for that. It's just absolutely appalling. And of course, the fire teams, you've got 28,000 firefighters out there. The rate at which they're working and the exhaustion levels already, as I said, and the fire season hasn't even really kicked off yet. Added to all that, we had Donald Trump yesterday here, who assured everybody it's going to get cooler without a screed of evidence or anything else.
Well, let's hear him on his brief visit to California. When he was speaking to reporters, he outlined his belief that bad forest management was causing the forest fires.
When trees fall down, after a short period of time, about 18 months, they become very dry. They become really like a matchstick. And they get up, you know, there's no more water pouring through. And they become very, very, they just explode. They can explode. Also, leaves. When you have years of leaves, dried leaves on the ground, it just sets it up. It's really a fuel for a fire. So they have to do something about it. They also have to do cuts. I mean, people don't like to do cuts, but they have to do cuts in between. So if you do have a fire and it gets away, you'll have a 50-yard cut in between, so it won't be able to catch to the other side. They don't do that. If you go to other countries, you go to Austria, you go to Finland, you go to many different countries, and they don't have fire. I was talking to a head of a major country, and he said, we're a forest nation. We consider ourselves a forest nation. This was in Europe. I said, that's a beautiful term. He said, we have trees that are far more explosive. He meant explosive in terms of fire. But we have trees that are far more explosive than they have in California. And we don't have any problem because we manage our forests. So we have to do that in California, too.
OK, Cal Thomas, who do you blame? What can be done?
Well, let's start at the beginning, Matt. The authorities have arrested one man and charged him with deliberately starting one of these fires. One of them, not all of them. The president's right that a lot of this underbrush serves as kindling wood for these fires. State laws have prohibited for years that being cleaned out. We know what the problem is, but the environmentalists and state law won't allow it. The other thing is that backfires, which usually work quite well in stopping the spread of wildfires, are not allowed, according to the website reason.com. You can look it up yourself. Because of the Federal Clean Air Act. So the president's right in saying that a lot could be done to prevent these things, but between the environmentalists, state and federal law, it inhibits a lot of the firefighting and also the clearing out of underbrush that would prevent a lot of these fires in the first place.
Okay, your line isn't great, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little bit more of what Trump said in California yesterday. This is his meeting with officials in which he questioned the science of climate change.
priority is vegetation management, but I think we want to work with you to really recognize the changing climate and what it means to our forests and actually work together with that science. That science is going to be key, because if we ignore that science and sort of put our head in the sand and think it's all about vegetation management, we're not going to succeed together protecting Californians.
Okay. It'll start getting cooler.
You just watch. I wish science agreed with you.
Hey, well, I don't think science knows, actually. Tom?
I don't think science knows, actually. Cal, it'll start getting cooler. How can you say that?
Well, Matt, everybody agrees that the climate is changing. It changes every year from fall, winter, spring, and summer. The question is it man-made climate change? And I look at some of the people who are wanting to increase regulations and control over our lives, from Al Gore, who began a lot of this business over 25 years ago when he claimed Miami, Florida would be underwater. We only had 10 years to survive as a nation, and all of these other predictions, which haven't come true any more than Nostradamus's end of the world predictions ever came true. So, yes, climate does change, but whether it's man-made or not is another question still being debated.
Well, let's hear what Joe Biden had to say about Trump's denial of climate change.
Donald Trump's climate denial may not have caused these fires and record floods and record hurricanes, but if he gets a second term, these hellish events will continue to become more common, more devastating, and more deadly. If we have four more years of Trump's climate denial, how many suburbs will be burned and wildfires? How many suburban neighborhoods will have been flooded out? How many suburbs will have been blown away in superstorms? If you give a climate arsonist four more years in the White House, why would anyone be surprised if we have more America ablaze?
Okay, a listener says, how can Trump compare Finland, one of the wettest countries in the world, to California? That's Barry in Drumcondra. Another one says, most of the fires are national parks, which is federal land, owned and run by the Trump government. So this, again, seems to have made climate change, perhaps, Marion, something of an election issue, but maybe something that Trump is quite happy to actually have an argument on.
You know, it's so frustrating listening to all this, Matt. Yes, of course, Donald Trump and his flat earthers are very happy to have this as part of seeing climate change as a Democratic conspiracy to make Donald Trump look bad. Look, you know, this just makes my blood boil, because when I was covering border stories last year, a lot of the immigrants I spoke to who are coming up, these so-called caravans, were coming from Guatemala, and they were coming from places like that because the farmers said, we can't grow anything because of climate change. Their land is just dust at this stage. You know, California, we just had heat waves of 117 degrees in Los Angeles County back last weekend. This is climate change. And the problem, which Donald Trump conveniently, you know, he focuses on the 5%, and he is right, there has to be better forest management. You know, but that's 5% of the problem. The problem is the snow caps, where the rain gathers and where the moisture gathers, are disappearing in California. And so the trees are getting drier and drier. It's not just the dead trees, it's all the trees. And the winds are getting more severe, the Santa Ana winds, and drier. You know, it's such a fool's game to deny that the climate is changing, and is changing rapidly. And, you know,
Cal's point is, how much of it is man-made? That climate changes all the time. Can we really say that the change is accelerating because of human action? Marion?
Well, America provides, I think it's the second largest amount of greenhouse gases in the world for a population of 320 million people. Yes, we can say this, that science, you know, I know science is a dirty word now, one that Republicans mock, but science has proven that climate change is responsible. I spent 4 years in East Africa and the Middle East. I saw the famines that were caused by climate change in East Africa, in Somalia and places like that. You know, so really, as I said, this flat earth nonsense that what's happening and the human suffering and the fires and the floods are not related to what we do as humans to let us off the hook to do whatever we want. It just makes me very, very angry.
Cal, as a listener points out, Donald Trump believed in climate change when he applied for protection for his Irish golf club at Doombeg in Clare.
Well, Matt, there is very little that governments can do about this. There's an old cliche, everybody talks about the weather, but nobody can do anything about it. I just don't agree on this man-made climate change business. Look, we have done more in reducing greenhouse gases and other threats to the environment than most other countries, certainly more than China, certainly more than India, who are the major polluters in the world. So I think, you know, it used to be a time, and I went to Los Angeles, every time you landed, you could hardly see the airport because of the smog. Now it's mostly cleared up. That's a triumph to our fighting some of these effluents and other things that go into the water and to the air. So I think we're making great progress on this. And a lot of people in the Democrat Party and on the left want to, you know, treat this like some kind of religious cult, that we have to worship the earth and that everything's going to be a disaster. All of these predictions made by Al Gore and many other environmentalist types have not come true, not a single one of them. And I'm not willing to spend trillions more in tax dollars to fight something that is a moving target.
Last word to you, Marion McKeown.
For starters, the trillions of dollars would go on creating jobs to deal with climate change, Cal. So that's just nonsense. And look at Hurricane Katrina. Look at California. Look at what's happening. Like, how much more proof do you need that things aren't changing? I'm sorry.
Thank you very much, Marion McKeown, Cal Thomas. We'll be back with the 6 to 6 after this.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.